There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along this hour of live local talk. Our phone number, text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Talked about it with Congressman Byrne last hour, but the number 81 coronavirus cases confirmed in Alabama. We'll talk about new cases here in Mobile County in just a second. Some new news on that. I want to go to John first, though, in Spanish Fort. John, what's up?
Hey, Sean, how you doing, John?
I'm good, man.
Hey, listen, I got a question to ask you.
Okay.
Now, if they're letting people off to go home because of the virus and all, and people are working from home, what about the people who are having to work anyway at the grocery stores, your truck drivers, your gas station attendants, and all those folks are required to continue to work? How do you feel about those people? You think they should be getting hazardous pay, or do you think they should be compensated by their companies a little different? What about people at the banks and stuff like that that are still dealing with all these people and don't have a choice to stay home because the company ain't told them to go home?
I don't know. Maybe the whole bunch of us are we're essential to the economy, right? We're essential employees.
Right. That's right. Well, should they be paid hazardous pay, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing, and what John had said earlier, You're going to be hard pressed to get me to say there should be a law that mandates business does something, but you are easy to get me on board saying, yeah, I think things like that are morally right. You see where I'm coming from? I don't want to have a dictative government, but do I want to celebrate the people that do right by other folks? Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm worried about the whole family at home, you know, because of what they have to do, and I'm the only one coming home that's been out in the public.
That's you and I both.
Could bring it home to them.
Same thing in my house. Say, you know what I got the other
okay.
day? I got the so nobody's leaving my house. My kids are lucky enough they can do their school
right.
online. The missus staying there at the house. I go out each day and I'm here for 10 or 12 hours, whatever it is, and I come back. And she asked me I got this the other day. Take your shoes off at the door. I said, what? She said, well, the shoe, and she's probably right, it could be on the shoes. I said, but this is out of control. I mean, I'm not going to go through a decontamination every time. She said, well, you might by the end of this. So I'm with you. I worry about that.
Okay.
I worry about being the person bringing it home. But I'm just using common sense. You know, I'm washing up, not touching things with my hands if I don't have to. Use your knees and feet, and I use the sanitizer. I'm with you. I feel for you. We're going to be here on this radio station no matter what. That's what we do. So we're taking measures and precautions as well. But we keep on trucking, man. We keep on trucking, and hopefully this gets past us soon.
Yep, I hope so too.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. It is like, I've said this. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. I said this during Obama. I'll say this now. During President Trump, there's a lot of things that come. There were a lot of things during the Obama administration. I said, I like those things. Those things are good. It's just not the job of government. Just because I don't believe government should do something doesn't make me say that's not a good thing. I just don't want it to be a mandate. So we live in this binary world now, because I'm looking at some of the social media messaging on this. If you don't agree with this thing, there's no room for nuance. It's like, oh, well, then you want people to get... No, I don't. I don't want people to get... And I want to celebrate businesses that do right and people that do right by each other. Same way I told John, I don't want to have a law about limiting how much toilet paper you can buy, but I sure as heck wouldn't have any problem if you publicly shame somebody for it. I'd probably be in on that. All right. The update here from our news partners at WKRG says Infirmary Health is reporting two positive cases of COVID-19. So this would this be in addition, it says on March 20th, so today, Infirmary Health received two positive cases of COVID-19 coronavirus. These cases are in addition to the positive case received at North Baldwin Infirmary on March 14th. Well, so it's one additional, right? Because we had the case of the juvenile we talked about yesterday. It must be two. So, Dalton, am I right? So that means it's two cases in Mobile County and one case in Baldwin County now? Is it? And believe me, I would not be surprised. We find out we have more cases. We have more cases than that. Obviously, as the testing is done, there's just the chance that there's no more cases than that is probably not true. I wish it was, but
the way I'm reading it, so we had one in Mobile and one in Baldwin already,
right?
And with two new tests, two new positives, and one went back to Baldwin County. One's in Thomas Hospital right now. Isolation.
Okay, that's not the...
And then one is in Mobile still. So I believe, and fact checkers out there maybe help, but I believe that's two per county now, two in Mobile County, two in Baldwin County. That's the way I read it.
Because it says, Infirmary on March 20th, so today, Infirmary Health received two positive cases of COVID-19. So they received, probably came into the hospital, right? Receiving into the hospital, received two cases. These cases are in addition to the positive case received at North Baldwin Infirmary on March 14th. So that case is the one we've talked about from Baymanette.
Right.
So that's one. But now they say two in addition.
And we had the one in Mobile from yesterday.
Is the one from yesterday one of those two, or it can't be because it says it received them into the hospital on the 20th, which is today.
I don't think the one from yesterday and is included in those. And listen, we're going to have so many, and I don't know how many, but there are going to be more than two in
for
each
sure.
county, for sure. Just at, by my count, these two were tested, and one was able to go back home, and the other is in isolation at Thomas Hospital. So by my count, that's two each.
Okay.
And there's also some more news with that press release. We've been talking about these drive-through testing sites, and the mayor set up two sites that aren't operational to this point, but when they get the test kits, one at Ladd Peoples Stadium one at the grounds in West Mobile. Well, Infirmary Health also mentioned this press release. They're launching an appointment-only drive-through testing site beginning Monday, March 23rd.
Okay.
They said to schedule an appointment to be tested, you'll need to call the Infirmary Health COVID-19 testing hotline beginning this Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's when the hotline will be open. They said appointments are limited, and the registered nurse performing the initial screening on the phone will determine then whether patients need to be tested based on CDC criteria. That hotline phone number for Infirmary Health, 251-341-CV19. I'll need somebody looking at a phone bank to tell me what the CV is.
For some alphanumeric translation.
Yeah, so 251-341-CV19 is the number for Infirmary Health. You call that number. They'll do the initial screening over the phone. You can begin calling Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They'll start doing the tests beginning this coming Monday.
Okay. Good information. 28 is CV. That's the alphanumeric.
So then 251-341-2819.
Yeah, we'll try to get a link up on our Facebook page on this and on the Twitter feed. All right. I appreciate that. Thanks for the update. And yeah, this is like Curtis says on the text line, the positive test from yesterday for the young boy was not from Mobile Infirmary. So there are two positive in Mobile and two positive in Baldwin County. So what Dalton was saying. So thank you. Let me go to the phones. And before, as I go to the phones, Dave in Gulf Shore says, dang it, Sean, it's 2020. Can't you broadcast from home? Dave, I can broadcast. I've broadcasted from the farm before. I've got equipment I can broadcast from my vehicle. I could broadcast from a lot of places. Heck, we take the van. I broadcast from the USS Alabama. But I choose to come in here to my small business and be here. Do I do things the safe way? Sure. But we'll have a lot more. We'll have another show where we'll talk about that, but there's a lot more that in our small, we are a local radio station, small business. There's a whole bunch of stuff that Dalton and I and everybody else you hear on air do when we're not on the air. So we got a small business to run, so we're here. But we're taking precautions and doing those things. But I appreciate your concern, Dave. Thank you. Let's go to Carrie and Daphne next. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Sean. And as with everything you guys seem to, you guys are handling this first class. So it's great to be able to get news that we actually trust, you know?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I'm not spreading rumors or trying to do anything like that. There's a couple things I want to talk to you about. I actually know of one, possibly two, that have not been tested, but because of their health, that a very high suspicion that they did have them. They've been sent home to quarantine.
So they had the symptoms?
Yeah, had all the symptoms, went okay. to the doctor, and they, you know, sent them home to quarantine.
All right.
I don't know if they don't have the test or what, but one of the things I wanted to let people know, and I've got godbabies and grandkids and you know, all kind of small children that are in our life. These parents that are being sent home and these daycares that are closing, these parents in most of these cases are still having to pay these daycare fees.
What?
My daughter has a 10-month-old that is in a very well-respected, popular nonprofit daycare in Mobile. And they still have to pay their $150 a week, I believe it is, to save their spot.
Okay.
It opens back up, that spot's going to be taken away.
So that's how they're doing it. Okay. Because I was about to say, how could they charge for service not rendered unless... Okay, so...
Correct. And I've heard of a lot now that are either, you know, saying that, hey, you know, your child's spot's covered, don't worry about it. And then others that are, you know, maybe charging half. Of the fee. But yeah, my grandson is, theirs is closed. Luckily, my daughter's out of town training for a new job right now, and her mother-in-law is keeping him. But they still have to pay.
Wow.
No matter how long this goes on.
Dalton, are you hearing that? Wow. Carrie, that's a...
I can't remember what the exact amount, but it's either 150 or 100, and the bad part about it is his father's a first responder. You know,
so. That stinks. But the $150 you get, no, will it be tacked on, like, when they get back, will that be a credit?
No. Let me tell you something. This daycare is awesome. They are phenomenal. So their thing is being able, my understanding is they're continuing to pay their employees.
Well,
so
that's good.
That takes off a little bit of the hurt, you know, but financially, that's tough.
You got that right.
For a young couple, you know?
I did get a voicemail at my desk back there, I believe, late last night.
Yeah.
And I haven't had the time to check with this daycare, and it might be the same one that Carrie's talking about here, but someone else called and said the same thing, that the daycare they take their child to is charging while they're out of daycare. I know personally the daycare...
Yeah, I'm about to ask you, what about your daughter's daycare?
My daughter's daycare is, they're not charging at all. They said, all the kids have to be out, and we aren't going to charge you however long this might last. But in addition to Carrie and what he just said, I have heard similar things on my voicemail.
Wow. Carrie, thanks for opening my eyes to that.
Thank y'all. You know, if you talk next time, and I know you talk to a lot of the powers that be, and... You know, that was one of the reasons my call. If you couldn't put that in somebody's ear and see if there, you know, can't be something, you know, with all these stimulus packages that they're talking about to kind of help these parents in those situations. So,
absolutely. Carrie, I appreciate the call. And that's one of those things, too, that I think that's what the money coming in for small business is supposed to take care of. And one of the things that Congressman Burns said on the small business loan, now, none of this is dried ink yet. So I don't want to get, you know, where the rumor mill goes. But one of the things he said, did you hear it? That he said that the small business loan that could come in. Think about this. Small business loan comes in. It's 0% interest. Okay. First of all, 0% interest on the payback with longer terms. This is what they're hoping for. And what portion of the loan that is used to pay the employees to keep the, you know, keep their paychecks, keep the money to them, will be a write-off.
That's if they're able to get that.
I don't know how we afford any of this in our country, as indebted as we are, but not on the fiscal side, but on the feel good side, that would be huge. That would change the emotions for a lot of small business people out there if they knew they could secure a loan And not all businesses depend a whole bunch on employees. Some are more on product. I get that. But think about, for a lot of places out there, if they could secure a interest-free loan, SBA loan, and then whatever portion of that loan that was used to pay employees would be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
That would change. That would, I think, I mean, I can only speak for me, but I think I speak for a lot of small business folks. I think that'd change a lot of attitudes out there and make a lot of people take a lot of weight off their shoulders.
I agree. And, you know, if this one stimulus bill or spending package that they're talking about goes through with the paid time leave for companies with fewer than 500 employees, I know a lot of small business owners who simply can't afford that, you know.
Correct.
And we see a lot of members of Congress, we see a lot of representatives who, of course, and I do too, and you do, and I know, are worried about where the week-to-week paychecks, how yeah. people that work on those checks that are able to keep their utilities and keep their mortgage or rent, that's important, but are they going to have jobs to go back to if we don't keep these small businesses afloat?
Yeah.
Or if we find a way for these small businesses to keep these people on their payrolls through some form or fashion until we get through this?
And see, that's the thing. Instead of having everything fall apart and having to put it back together, it's going to cost borrowed deficit spending either way you do it, because there's no appetite to do nothing. So wouldn't it be more efficient, just guessing, and this is open for debate here, wouldn't it be more efficient to keep people at the job that they have right now versus letting those businesses fall apart and having to reshuffle the workforce into new places? Keeping those people at that job with some, I mean, it's not going to be like you're making full freight money for everything you do, but keeping them at that job so they can afford to be there, the small business can afford to pay those employees when they're not getting revenue in. So when things change and turn around, boom, you're back to Monday, we're back, it's normal, we're selling widgets, we're going to try to sell, you know, whatever it is, or service. I think that would be a good thing.
All right,
we'll grab some calls on that as well at 343-0106, 343-0106, as we're rolling on through a Friday edition of Midday Mobile. A lot of great text here, too. We'll get to these in just a second. All right.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right now, 127 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Friday. Ready for this? Let's talk about some positive thing here. It's the first weekend of spring, right? First weekend of spring. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Hopefully, we'll even enjoy the rain, because it'll help wash the pollen away for just a little bit out there. All right. Curtis asks, is a church daycare being nonprofit considered a small business? I don't know. I don't know how that. Remember, there was a bunch to do with how church daycares qualified, whether it was, because there was some additional regulation in the state. Remember the whole discussion of what qualified as a daycare and all that? I don't know it, but I'll dig into that, Curtis. Let's go to Chris in Mobile is up next. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, we had a meeting about this loan, about keeping our payroll and our insurance, and my boss flat said he ain't doing a loan. He said, Chris, and he said he's not going to do $30,000 loan. He said he just ain't going to do it. Now, if it's something he can not have to pay back, he would do it. But he said he's not going to do a loan.
Isn't that, but that's what...
We got a notice to be laid off today. Now, we were trying to talk to him about this money and the government giving money to keep everybody working until July. And he said if it was a loan, he said, I'm just not going to go $30,000 or whatever in debt to do it.
Right, that's why it was interesting to hear Congressman Byrne mention that, and it was the first time I had heard it on today's show, that, and we'll see what comes out Monday in this bill, but that whatever portion...
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, we're being laid off. I'm in a service industry. I deal with the public, and our business has dried up to the point the last 2 weeks, last week, that there's no money, no real money, and
So you got laid off today? You got laid off today?
Yeah, I got told laid off today. Today's our last day. We're going to be laid off.
How many of y'all in your business did that?
Seven. It's a small business.
No, but that's what I'm talking about. It's a huge business to everybody who works there. And that's, you know.
And here's what's scary is that I get my health insurance through my employer. So guess what? That's gone too.
You'll get the Cobra thing. Won't you get Cobra in that?
Yeah, but not working. I can't afford it.
Wonder what they're going to do about that, if they're going to do an adjustment on Cobra. I mean, there's somebody, Chris, I'm going to dig for these. You're doing the right thing. You're bringing up questions that I can dig for answers on, right?
Well, I did. I read the Cobra, and I even called about that Marketplace health plan.
Right.
If you go on unemployment and you're drawing unemployment for 2 or 3 months, it only pays $265. And they told me that you couldn't get the insurance unless it's full rate, unless you have a job making at least $12,500 a year.
Holy cow.
You must make $12,500 on unemployment. You're not eligible.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to wonder if there's going to be something done here to try to. Remember, we always talk about the donut hole and stuff. I wonder if somebody will bridge this gap. Chris, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. That news, your situation, the six other people you work with, you're not alone, unfortunately, out there in that. And we're going to keep digging, trying to get the information out there. And maybe they can get things worked out in Washington, where none of them are getting laid off, are they? Where none of them are getting laid off, as long as I think get some stuff done here by Monday for folks like Chris and so many other folks out there. We'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, coming right back to the phones at 343-0106. Actually, on the phone with my friend Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, just like us, local small business. And so let's talk about that. What's going on at y'all's shop? What are y'all doing right now? What are you doing through this process?
Well, I almost was about to say business is normal, but no, business is not normal right now. That being said, we are open normal hours, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, 9 to 2-ish on Saturday. We are taking a lot of the precautions that the health officials have said, so we're trying to make sure all our customers keep that safe distances apart from each other. We're wiping down everything, sanitizing everything between each customer. It slowed the process down a little bit. The good news is that we are still buying gold and silver coins, buying gold and silver jewelry. We're actually paying over spot for a lot of different items out there. So people are starting to feel a crunch and need to generate some revenue. We can possibly help out with that. We've also still got plenty of gold and silver bullion in stock. We're on allotment. You know, we're not going to let somebody clean out the toilet paper. I mean, the gold aisle or the silver aisle. But, you know, we're trying to all work through this together, doing the best we can.
Man, I love that. And so people want to come in and look to buy, look to sell, or just sit and talk with you. How do they find you?
Yeah, we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street. If they are somebody that is worried about getting out of the house, maybe they're a little elderly, a little young, maybe they've got some health issues, they can always set up an appointment for us to come visit them. They can do that off the website, mobilebaycoins.com, or give us a call, 725-1590.
All right. Thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
Hey, you too. Angelo checking in from one of those small businesses and partners of ours, Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Let's see here. I have a question. Maybe you get an answer for the rest of us. If we have symptoms and get a test, I guess, so we're talking about a coronavirus test, and are shown to be negative, but a week later we get sick, will we be allowed to have another test, and would we be charged for it? Well, if you go to the public aspect, I wouldn't think. You go to one of these testing facilities, are getting ready to open up for, like, in Mobile on Monday. I don't think you would. I don't think the nature of if you had a test before. But I would say this, talking to the congressman last hour, and he was quoting Dr. Fauci saying that I think 90% of the tests that are given out there are negative, come back negative. And how many of those people maybe weren't showing symptoms? So, I mean, this texture, you might have been showing symptoms, different story. But if you're just getting a test for peace of mind, you're probably taking away a test from somebody who might be showing symptoms and be sick. So remember that. When they open up these facilities on Monday for Mobile, remember that. Okay, let me go to the phones first. Then we got a couple more of these texts. And I want to go to, let's go to Brian in Citronelle up in North Mobile County. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Sean. How's it going, brother?
You, man. I'm good. How are you faring?
Man, I mean, we're fine. Thank God. Right now, I wish that more people would take this seriously. I mean, you just don't hardly see anybody with a mask or anybody trying to protect themselves.
Well, if you're in a bunch of people, you got to do that, or you can just stay away from folks.
Or just stay home, but you know it's hard to do.
Yeah, it's darn impossible for a lot of us.
Yeah, I mean we could shoot the bull, but I called about the cobra.
Yeah.
The thing you said about cobra. Do you know that? All right, if you lose your job, you lose your insurance, and you call to get cobra, it is $800 a month. Give or take $50 or so.
Is that is that family or individual? What is
that's individual, brother.
Wow.
$800. Oh,
that's
insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's not even possible. It's not feasible.
You just lost your job.
You made $100,000 a year.
Yeah, you just lost your job.
Why the hell would you need cobra if you made $100,000 a year?
Correct. Yeah, here you go. You just lost your job. Come up with $800.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So, something ought to be done about that. But I just wanted to let you know that.
I'm glad to have the information, but it makes me uncomfortable that you did. But I like truth.
I hear you, man.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, hey, Sean, like always, we appreciate what you do, man. And, stay safe, and I'll keep listening.
All right, you do the same. Thank you, Brian. Tell everybody in Citronelle I said hi. Hopefully, I forgot to even ask what the situation is with Bertils. Can we still get Bertils from Citronelle? Can we still get, curb service or something? What's the Brian's in Daphne wants to talk food. That's good. Hey, Brian.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, just reached out. Want to hit two things. I'm with a restaurant group. We're out of Florida and here in South Alabama. I got a pretty well known place out in South Baldwin. In the past 48 to 72 hours, we have been decimated. In the restaurant industry, I would go so far as to see 90% of our people are no longer employed.
How many people
no longer be getting a paycheck after this weekend?
Brian, give me a number. Because I was talking to I've been writing down. I get it on a piece of paper here in the studio. I'm writing down the number of jobs I've heard lost today. What do y'all have?
We are seeing 90% across our restaurant group and between all of people in the industry that I've talked to. It's amazing. I think that's going to be the biggest hit to our economy when this all surfaces. So seeing this, these type of things like what Mobile's doing with the carry out and delivery for the restaurants that are still up and available to do it is amazing, because even that small couple $100 is going to keep these restaurants afloat. And I think, I'm lucky enough to be partners with a group here in South Baldwin. And I think there's going to be a lot of these that surface when the dust clears from all this that has on the down low. It will be paying 100 of our employees through this next 6 to 8 weeks. They will be taking care of our hourly associates and management. So I think you're going to have some real organizations that are strong and can survive this, that do right, take care of their employees, and they're going to be the heroes of this. And then you're going to have some people, not saying that specific daycare center, but businesses like that that don't do right through this, they're not going to survive when this comes back up, because people are going to remember this. They're going to be loyal to who helped their community and helped other people. And I think that's what we're going to learn and what we're going to see when this starts to come back normal in a few months.
Yeah, the usually see in these stressful times, Brian, that you do get those that can. Now, there are people who might not be able to, but those that can step up and endure endure it and keep people employed and keep part of the community. I think that's right. I think that is a thing, and hopefully it is as short a duration as possible. And some of the things Congressman Burton talked about last hour, if they happen Monday, if they happen Tuesday, and they get it voted through on the Senate side, maybe we make this no longer than a month. You know, I can only pray.
I hope so. We're looking at a month coming up out of this. The industry numbers are looking at 40% of restaurants won't be able to come back from this. And those that do, it's going to take a long time to get back up and running. So
40%?
I just want to say again, anything you guys can do to support the local hospitality industry so that we can continue to support the hundreds of vendors that we work with throughout the community, those people I'm talking to every day, and making sure we're continuing to, you know, take care of them as much as we can.
Well, I appreciate your sentiment and you call it in, and we're going to do that. I've been saying it since the word go here. We're all in this together. We're going to keep fighting. That's what we do around here. So I appreciate thank the information, guys. And thank you, Brian, keeping that conversation going for sure. Remember, we're just as close as an email or a text away. You can always send me an email to my direct email account if you need to. Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. If there's a way we can help, you can do that. Always hit us up on the text line, too, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065.
Back in studio with Ruth Lichtenfeld from Taylor Martino. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
It's always good to have you here, and there's so much I want to talk about. The first thing, though, I want to talk about this because we mentioned it last time you were here, and I think it's something we got to point out that, or let me ask you the question. I'll set it up this way. Is it true that you are the only nurse who's also a personal injury attorney in our area?
Yes, to my knowledge, that's still correct.
So two dedications there take a lot of time through school, and you did them both.
Yes, I did.
This is obviously puts you in a unique situation when it comes to personal injury because you deal with the law, but you also know the physical injury.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, like nurses, lawyers, especially those at Taylor Martino, were passionate advocates for those who need our help.
Yeah, I guess some of the tools you use will be different between the two, but yeah, you're helping people.
That's right. People still come to us when they're in need of help, be it nursing or the law. We assess their problem. We listen to their concerns. We do some research to figure out how we can help them through either medicine or the law. And then we execute our plan. We plan how to help them, applying the body of law knowledge that applies, and then we, you know, help that person.
And there's, I mean, you're looking at injuries, there's injuries, physical injuries, but also as a personal injury attorney, you can see what that means going down the road. Well, I mean, that might be a physical injury now, but you know what that injury is to future earnings or
exactly.
Their quality of life.
Exactly. The negligence of others can impact the entire life of someone who's injured. It's the mental anguish, the pain and suffering, the effect on their relationship with their spouse, their children, their income. Maybe they can't work any longer. Maybe they can't do the same job, and so their earning ability decreases. It can be a tremendous myriad of issues that are caused by the negligence of others.
Well, you know, we picture this, Ruth, like we all have this picture of the arc of our life, right? Mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do. I'm on my way. We're doing this, that, and the other. To be frank with you, none of us stop and think, well, what happens if that gets cut short? You know? I mean,
well,
it's just something we don't do every day. I know y'all have to do it at Taylor Martino because you deal with people that are seeing this, but this is real. This is real impact. These are real impacts.
It is. And we talk to people all the time who minding their own business, seatbelt buckled, going the speed limit, and somebody runs a red light on their text, they're texting or phoning or surfing the web while they're driving and run into our client, and their life is forever changed in many cases.
You know, I know at Taylor Martino, you'll pride yourself on the forensic ability in
right.
those situations.
Right.
Let's talk about that because you had another seminar. Y'all constantly learning more and more about this.
Right.
What, like, give people an idea how y'all deal with this, how you look into those situations where the person you just described doing the speed limit, seatbelt on, doing right, they get hit.
Yeah, they get hit. And it's very important to contact us at Taylor Martino for a couple of reasons. We are your best advocate. Insurance companies are not going to look out for your interest, period. That's just not the other person's insurance. Your own insurance may be different. but you need to contact us as soon as possible so we can gather all the evidence we need against the person who caused the wreck. They are called the tortfeasor. And so we need to gather all the evidence as quickly as possible. There's so much technology available now that we can actually pinpoint the location of the tortfeasor's cell phone by getting forensic evidence, tower pinging the cell phone. We can download their data, their text messaging, all of that is date and time stamped. And so we want to be hired by the person who's injured as quick as possible so that we can gather all that evidence before the evidence starts to disappear by the tortfeasor, because they get worried they're going to get sued. But there's a tremendous amount of information that we can gather, but it's important to get to us quickly so we can evaluate all the facts.
When you get that information, it must be a relief to your clients, because I'm sure they're in these situations where they know they were in the right, the other person was in the wrong, but the person say, I didn't do anything wrong. Right. It wasn't me.
I have rarely had a tortfeasor who said, yes, I did it. You know, take my insurance money. Their insurance company's job is to defend every single claim that the injured party, who is our client, can make. And so it's always an adversarial relationship. That's mm-hmm. why we recommend you don't talk to the other driver's insurance company. Don't do a recorded statement. Don't let them gather evidence against you. But just contact us. We have over 100 years, I think, of experience among all the lawyers. It may be 150. I don't want to date myself or my partners. but there's a lot of experience. Yeah, a lot of experience and wisdom. And with the advance of technology, you know, we are really, really, really very thorough, and we do not leave anything on the table. We are highly aggressive. And I've told people before not to underestimate me, because I'm soft-spoken. You know, there's nobody that wants more than I to do what's best for the client and recover what they deserve.
And you said something there, too, that's just a takeaway for people to keep in there, that they need to talk to y'all before they take that call from the insurance company of the people that hit them.
Right, right, right.
But people don't know that, right? People think, oh, they called, I got to talk to them.
We talk to people all day long. We screen calls. We tell you what we think. You know, can we help you? We want you to come in, sit down, and talk to us. We want you to know what your rights are under the law. Don't hesitate. We're never too busy to sit down and talk with you. If you have a question, do you have a case or not?
Let's talk about this, too. We talk about your uniqueness as a nurse who's also a personal injury attorney. We talked car wrecks, but that's a pretty big umbrella, personal injury attorney. There's a lot more that goes under that.
Yeah, it's a massive umbrella. There's personal injury from car wrecks, slip and fall in a grocery store and somebody's retail store. There's defective products like Allergan breast implants or hernia mesh. There's pharmaceutical issues. We have cases where medicines have caused people to have cancer. We represent people in all types of personal injury. It doesn't have to be a car wreck.
But if they have an injury, like you said, you've been seeing them as a nurse for all those years and then mm-hmm. so many years as a personal injury attorney. All right. So, Ruth, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, get an appointment to see you, how do they do that?
They can call me directly at Taylor Martino, 433-3131, or by email on our website, taylormartino.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.